Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way he ought to be is a doggone pity.
We're back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Pierce and Jane Howard. They're the authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. We're talking about making sure that you get the right people in the right assignment. You can do this, folks. You can literally take a little bit of time and not very much money and identify whether the person that you're interviewing for a particular assignment is suited for that assignment from a personality standpoint. And that's what they talk about in their book. That's what they talk about in their work. Jane and Pierce, one of the things, I'll let either one of you guys jump in on this. One of the problems we have today, and it's one of the top two concerns for every business owner out there, and that is not finding people who will interview for a job, but finding qualified people who can interview for a job. So my point is, it's not just a matter of finding. Sometimes I think people say, wow, I finally got this person who seems to be qualified. I finally found a person who fits my profile, my specifications. And, you know, if I give them this personality test, what if they don't fit? I mean, how do I start over again? Jane, what do you think?
Well, sometimes we have to make allowances. There rarely will be the perfect person that we're looking for in terms of hiring. And so that comes into needing to understand the personality. If they've got the skills, if they've got the background, but they don't quite fit the personality of the person we want, then we've got to be prepared to manage them, because it's going to take effort. It's going to take energy from us as small business owners to be able mm-hmm. to try to squeeze that square peg into the round hole. And so that's where understanding yourself on the personality continuum, understanding the people you're hiring mm-hmm. on the personality continuum is so important.
Let me
is it likely that if we've got this highly qualified person, they don't quite fit the profile, the personality profile, that we say, okay, I'm going to hire them anyway, and just start recognizing, you know, what I need to do to make allowances. I mean, at least maybe you won't be frustrated with that knowledge. What do you think?
Well, looking at it from another angle, back during the last break, you told us what you wanted to talk with us about, and then you said to us, forewarned is forearmed. And that's exactly what you do when you administer the test and you find out that the person you really want to hire doesn't fire on every cylinder, doesn't fit on every scale. What this can do is give you the information on how to manage that person. So if you know
get your person evaluated, not with the intention of ruling them out, but with just the intention of understanding what they're capable of.
Exactly. And where you may need to make special concessions or special arrangements in how you manage and work with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had one, for example, a small company that was hiring a salesperson, and they were perfect on every scale except one, and it was the anger scale. And I told the hiring manager.
The anger scale?
Yes. And I told the hiring manager, I said, this person should do you a great job, but you're going to need to watch the temper. And if you're okay managing the person's temper and dealing with the recovery from time to time, picking up the pieces, you're okay, because otherwise they should do a good job. 6 months later, that guy called me back and said, man, this salesperson has really performed very well, and you're right about the temper. but he was okay. He accepted that. It's almost like it's the same thing with getting married. I mean, you take the test, and you look at who you're marrying, and you go in, forewarned is forearmed, and you know the person is not going to change, and that's part of the vows. You know, I take you as you are.
Is that Jane, is that going to be the next book?
Not yet. Not yet.
The owner's manual for personality picking out a maid or something like that?
Although we have helped our daughter.
Oh, really?
We have. Both of them.
Well, you know, I hadn't thought about your book being used for that. That could save a lot of pain and anguish and maybe a lot of money. Hey, guys, thank you for being here. Thanks for doing a great job helping us understand this. This last segment has really been great about you know, realizing that this testing is not just about ruling people in or out, but about just understanding. Jane, give us the website again, please.
www.centacs.com.
Check it out, folks. The book is called The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Hey, Pierce. Hey, Jane. Thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, sir.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, broadcasting live from the Insperity Championship in Woodlands, Texas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.